Stocks kicking off the fourth quarter of 2011 with a fumble. The Dow down 258 points at 10,655. NASDAQ down 78 at 2,337. And the S&P 500 down 32 at 1,099. And the yield in the 10-year note all the way down to 1.76%. Looks like the major averages have kissed new lows for the year. With us now, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you very much for being with us. Give us your view of the latest developments in Greece and the reaction we've seen here in the financial markets today.
Good afternoon, Frank. Well, the decline today was not a significant surprise to me, at least. The weekend news about the developments in the European Union, and particularly in Greece and Italy, were significant. And while there's a remedy, an effort for a remedy, the actual results are out there in the future. And I would suspect that this market will continue to be weak. The centerpiece of this, in my opinion, has to do with the banking system in Europe and a little bit in the United States as well, who hold the bonds of these countries, particularly of Greece, and it's unknown as to how much each of the banks hold. So I see a vulnerability in the banking sector as a consequence of the unknown amount of holdings of Greek bonds and also Italy bonds.
Do you think we're on the eve of another Lehman-style crisis here?
Well, it could become that significant, where we would have a pretty serious reaction in the securities markets if it rolls out in Greece and then affects other countries as well. That's the unknown part here. We continue with the volatility as we saw today. The markets are up and down significantly, and then the selling came in dramatically at the close of the market. I'm very surprised at the 1.76% yield on the 10-year note, which you mentioned earlier. And I'm also very distinctly surprised at the 2.76% yield on the 30-year Treasury.
Right. All this after Operation Twist. You think the Fed's moves are having the desired effects here?
Well, frankly, the effectivity is measured by the declining interest rates, is yes. But in my opinion, that's not what we should be doing. I believe we're taking interest rates to a very artificial low and making the holders of treasuries, long-term treasuries, very vulnerable. As we know, the value of these treasuries are interest rate sensitive. So when we have an interest rate that goes the other way, if you could imagine us going up to 10 or 14% like we were back 10 or 15 years ago, can you imagine what the decline in the 30-year treasury would be and how that would impact banks and other financial institutions negatively?
See you tonight. Read about it tomorrow. But hear it now on the KMX Business Hour. Speaking live to Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Another big story today, AMR, parent of American, hitting, I believe, all-time lows on new fears that American may be heading for bankruptcy protection. Give us your view of what's happening there.
Well, in the airlines, it's surprising because I thought the pickup in business has been fairly good across the board. Delta, United, and so on have done fairly well. American seems to be more vulnerable based on its cash flow activities. But I would be surprised to see it go into bankruptcy, somewhat like the Eastman Kodak rumor last week, and that certainly was denied over the weekend, and I hope we get the same result on American Airlines.
All right, before we let you off the hook, where are you putting money now, and where are you taking off the table?
I would certainly avoid the high-cap Internet stocks, which I've spoken about before. I would avoid the two high-cap restaurant stocks, Chipotle and Panera Bread. I would continue to be positively attracted to the semiconductor group. I like the auto sales reaction here that we had over the month. I thought that was pretty good. So there's a limited number of securities, but at this point in time, I would be a nibbler, if you will, and I would be a buyer of some of these securities on declines.
Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities, coming to us from downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you very much for joining us live here in the KNX Business Hour.